Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Boys of 161st Street. Another roll call episode coming at you. This episode is all about Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor. Nestor Cortez last year, his numbers 4.2 WAR, 12-4 record, 2.44 ERA, 158 innings pitched, 163 strikeouts. So, I mean, fantastic year for Nestor Cortez. A little bit more front heavy, I think, than it was towards the end of the year and after the All-Star break, but still fantastic. I mean, we were talking about
him. Not front heavy at all.
Well, we were talking about him starting the All-Star game, and then he fell off a little bit post that, but then picked it back up a little bit. But Nestor Cortez gonna have a little bit. I don't want to say expanded role because of the Rodon stuff, because obviously Nestor Cortez is imperative to this team's success. But I want to say a little bit of an expanded role, just in terms of bumping him back up to that de facto 2-3. I mean, realistically, any of the 1-4 of the Yankees you could slot in as the 2, but since the Yankees just went out and got Rodon, I would say when he was fully healthy, he was the 2 to me. But I think Nestor comes back into the 2 for the time being, at least, because who knows how long Rodon's going to be out for. But opening comments on Nestor Cortez, 15 minutes on the clock, starts now. we've been good on this so far, so we're going to keep to it. Although Nestor is a polarizing figure.
A jack.
I know.
I feel like he's going back to kind of being unspoken, I feel like, right now. Like, you know, Rodon.
Dude, I was about to say the same thing.
There's a lot of talk about Clark Schmidt. There's, like, you know, Seve. Will he be healthy? He's been struggling in spring training. I know Nestor's been hurt for a little bit, like, you know, during the spring. He'll be good for opening day, it sounds like. But I feel like we just haven't heard a lot from him or a lot about him. And, you know, it's the same thing we said last year. It's, will Nestor be the Nestor we've seen for the last 18 months, or is he going to, you know, become,
yeah,
it's, you know, just, who he,
it's,
was
so
when we
weird.
Gave him up for nothing 3 or 4
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, it's
you
so
think he
funny.
He needs to get another turtle?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I feel like he's done more than enough to prove to us that he should be able to be, like, a reliable, like, 2-3 starter, but
I don't think
I
he
don't
ever
know.
Will. He never will.
I
say this every single
Dude,
year we do his roll call.
We talked about last year him starting game one of the playoffs.
I don't care.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
I still won't
though.
Ever
like,
come around on – it's not coming around on him. I know Nestor Cortez is great. I think if he came in eighth in Cy Young last year, and if you told me that before or when we re-signed him off the Orioles, basically off the scrap heap, I'd be like, there's no fucking way I'm on the same planet you're on. And he did come in eighth. He was an all-star, almost started the all-star game ahead of names like Shane McClanahan, Justin Verlander, like real pitcher names. And not that he's not a real pitcher.
Real pitcher names.
but like Nestor Cortez, I don't, if he won Cy Young, I really don't think that he can't shake this from me. And it's not, I don't want people to get it twisted that it's a lack of confidence or anything like that in him, or I'm saying he's bad. Like, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I think it's just the way he's built, unfortunately, and that he gains his edge from not a top flight fastball in a time where fastballs, everybody's throwing 100 miles per hour, 101 miles per hour. The spin rates are crazy high. He's a little bit unorthodox in the way he delivers the ball, Johnny Cueto-esque, or you could say Johnny Cueto did what Nestor Cortez did, even though it came afterwards. But I just think no matter what he does, he won't be able to shake it. I think if he wins an MVP, then maybe. But not a Cy Young.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. No, it's like, I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but even like the Zips projections, they're all thinking the same thing. They're like they're not even close to represent the year he had last year. It's significantly worse.
But even this, they're still getting closer. Like the Zips projections last year had him at like a 4.5 ERA, just like basically falling into a middle of the road. Like,
dude, some of them had like a 3.9 ERA.
I know,
a 2.4 last year, a 2.4,
and a 2.9 the year before.
And now they're going up to like 3.4, 3.7, 3.9. Like this, it's
they don't
the average.
His
crazy.
Pitching style is sustainable, which is fair. But like, I don't know. I have a weird confidence in Nestor Cortes. I'm more confident. Okay, so I'm trying to find the best way to put this because I think Cole is obviously the ace. I think Cole is a top 10 pitcher in baseball. But like, I have more confidence in Nestor Cortes coming out and giving a solid start than I do Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, I think, is more prone to blowing up and giving up 6-7 than Nestor Cortes. I think with Nestor Cortes, you are almost guaranteed 5 to 6 innings of 3 runs or less. Like, Gerrit Cole,
I agree with that.
Far outshines him. Do not get me wrong. When Gerrit Cole is on, it is unhittable, and it is. And even when he's not on, he's a damn good pitcher. He's one of the best in the game. But he has those starts. Nestor Cortes doesn't have starts where you're like, fuck, dude, what is he doing? He gave up 7 runs in the first. Like, and again, he's not even more. I'm not even saying he's more consistent. I'm just saying the way that he pitches is just different. Like, he isn't. He's such a just steady figure in this rotation. I think he's going to be that. I don't know. I've come fully around to Nestor Cortes. I think it's crazy to think that he's not going to be more than serviceable 3 starter. Like he's shaking the goofy wind up guy to me now. Like,
I mean, I just think he's a damn good pitcher. He's still got it, but yeah, I mean, it works, and it's shown the last 2 years that it works. I mean, you want to talk about a sample size. They had 2 years to figure him out. Nobody did. And then this year you throw the pitch clock into the mix, and I don't have any backing for this. I haven't really seen him throw in the spring, of course, but you got to believe he's going to work that into the goofiness and play around with that and use that to his advantage. And, you know, I think he's going to keep up what he's been doing. I don't know if he's going to have a sub-3 ERA again. That's hard to do for any pitcher 3 years in a row. But I mean, if he's in those projections where if he has a 3.4 ERA, there aren't a lot of three pitchers in baseball that are going to have a solid 3.4, and I think he's better than a 3.4, but if it is a 3.4, then great.
It is crazy to see. I mean, just at first glance, you see his ERA. I didn't realize when you said sub-3 ERA 2 years in a row, I didn't realize he had 2.9 in 2021. 2020 hit a 15.2, but that's just because he had one outing, or five games. But my question to you, Murph, since you brought it up, at what point you say that he has shaken off the, like, oh, people will figure him out. What do you think generally that time frame is? Like, when do you say basically the statute of limitations?
Well, I think it would have happened last year.
If they are going to figure him out, they would have figured him out already.
I mean, pull up the tape on a roll call last year. It was like, was this a fluke year? And, I mean, there's no doubt that part of his success came from his goofy delivery. And it's not even just his delivery. His delivery really on its own isn't that crazy, but it's more, you know, the quick pitches and the slow pitches and the changing up the timing, that kind of thing. And so, you know, the idea going into last year was, are people going to figure that out and catch on to it? And, you know, you caught him off guard last year, but then, you know, he had an even better year last year than the year before. So
much better.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. So, I mean, as far as that time frame goes, I feel like last year would have been, if he was going to be figured out, it would have been last year. And, I mean, eventually they will. And eventually he's going to, you know, regress as anybody does. But I don't have the same skepticism about people figuring him out that I did last year.
I, like, weirdly think that his game translates further because he benefits from not freak athlete capabilities. Like, him losing velocity might help him because then he's that much slower than the normal that people are seeing. Because I don't know what his regular fastball is. Doesn't it usually sit around 90?
Yeah, 91 is the average.
If he starts throwing, like, 85 and nobody has been seeing less than 96, like, on average, I feel like that might play even more to his advantage. So I feel like in terms of people that have staying power, he low-key is harder to figure out than that against
time. I was ready to shit on you for that, but this this World Baseball Classic has kind of made me think that you might be onto something here, because our hitters, like world-class guys, Mike Trout, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, they can't fucking hit these, like, Great Britain.
Shitty pitchers, yeah.
Yeah, they were all throwing, like, 86, and our guys were just fucking bamboozled. Never seen it before. Had no fucking clue what they were doing up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to say out loud, but, like, if you're seeing 96, 97 all day, every day, and 100, 101, and you're really getting used to that, it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, and I hope it's not a bad adjustment for the, I mean, luckily we don't really have any starters on the World Baseball Classic team. So we won't, like, you know, those guys might have a little bit of the home run derby slump coming into the season because they're used to hitting now a month of 85 miles per hour. And then they're going to be shocked with 101. Start the rumor that Mike Trout's washed, because when he comes out hitting 200 for the first month of the season, I honestly think that has a little bit of a reason as to why. Nestor Cortes, though. Back to Nestor Cortes. Not Mike Trout, but I don't know. I think, you know, Damon, you talked about his numbers. What do you think based on the projections? What do you want to go with? You want to go with Zips?
Yeah, go with Zips.
So Zips, he's projected 9-5, a 3.43 ERA. That's a full 1 point higher. ERA isn't the be all end all, but I mean, 142 strikeouts versus 163, 139 innings pitched. Like, they're projecting everything lower than his previous year. He had 158 innings pitched last year, about the same games. I mean, I think it's unfair to him to say that all of his numbers are regressing, but I think it's kind of fucked up.
So I have some kind of interesting really quick before we talk about his projections. His spin rate, I'm comparing them to Sandy Alcantara right now, just because, you know, we're talking about how he's not that
very comparable person. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
fastball spin rate.
No, I was just saying specifically because of like stuff and build and everything. Yeah, like, yeah. That.
Yeah, so fastball,
very comparable
fastball spin rate, Nestor Cortes is higher. Slider, okay. Spin rate, Cortes is about the same. Sinker, about the same. Curveball, Nestor is higher, I believe. Let me look. Yep, Nestor Cortes is higher on the basically everything. More spin rate than Sandy Alcantara, or just neck and neck with him. So
that honestly shocks me.
Yeah. So I know
Nestor has had great. Yeah. Yeah, I thought his spin rate numbers weren't
that
really high.
Messes with timing, is what I'm saying. Is he is a damn good pitcher. His pitches move. He's a good pitcher, and
absolutely,
he locates well.
And he's got command and control, right, Damon?
He's got it all.
Because those two things.
But that still, the reason, I mean, that's not the be all end all as to why he's a good pitcher. But I think I that if he didn't have that, you know, he wouldn't be the pitcher he was without it. Like that's one of the tools in his arsenal, in his toolbox.
I'm gonna say this. I think that Nestor Cortes, I think his first two, three games are gonna be
decide the whole season.
Decide the entire season.
I think that is a terrible take.
I know. I think that's awful.
No,
absolutely
here,
not.
I just think there's
Aaron
no...
Judge's first at bat decides the rest of the season.
No. Here's the thing: we know Aaron Judge. We know what Aaron Judge is capable of. And
do we not know
what?
That's we just go back.
No,
to the
I
first.
Know,
Nestor
I know,
Cortes
I know, I know, I
now.
Know. But it's just we don't have that lingering doubt all the time that we always talk about, and the projections of Aaron Judge don't decrease by fucking 30-40% every fucking year.
I know I what you're that, saying. We talk about the reliability factor too of these players, and I just think, like, Nestor Cortes is one of the higher reliability factors on these things, because I think
I know.
Got a lot of the...
Well, that's why I'm saying I think that, like, the... again, there's no numbers, there's no data, there's nothing behind this take whatsoever.
So a good way to,
I want to specify that.
Those
this is strictly just off of if, you know, it's strictly an eye test projection. If he comes out, he has a good 2-3 starts, then I personally feel more confident he's going to have a very similar year to last year. But if he is getting exposed the first two starts of the season, it says a lot, and I think we're in deep shit if that happens. That's
no,
all
it doesn't. He's coming off an injury. If he comes out with a shortened spring training and gets exposed in his first two starts, I chalk it up to, oh yeah, he didn't. He had one start in spring training. His hamstrings, was fucked up, and now he's out here getting his footing. Much like Luis Severino.
I love Luis Severino.
And last year,
Severino's style of pitching is it's more sustainable.
How do you figure?
The way the
Nestor's high spin rate, good accuracy, like.
Yeah,
that usually makes for a bad pitcher. So basically, what you're saying is, if he gets rocked in the first two starts, he's going to be Devi Garcia, and if he has a good first two outings, then he's winning Cy Young, and there's absolutely no in between.
I think there might be an in between, but the gist of it is yes.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Well, that's 15 minutes. Any closing comments? We're getting anywhere in between Devi Garcia and. Or the pitching version of Chris Davis when he was on that 190 game no hit spell, and the pitching version of God. That's how I end that one. So, all right, Nestor Cortes.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.